Thank you again, and it's a privilege to be with you this morning.
谢谢你们, 是今天是我自己荣幸到你们面前来。
Before I begin my message, there's just two things that I'd like to share with you.
当我们今天开始我们信息，我有两件事情要跟大家分享。First
of all, last week I received a very nice gift at home from you brothers and sisters greeting us on your new year.
第一个事情就是上个礼拜我接到你们教会弟兄姐妹送给我的你们的中国新年礼物，非常好。Thank
you for your love and your kindness, and our friends that have come to visit us at home have enjoyed the treats that I'm enjoying on a daily basis.
谢谢你们的仁慈爱心和你们的所有这一切的爱心，一切的。
It's been a great reminder of you, and as I have said to you on other occasions, I am grateful for the opportunity to be part of you and to share with you brothers and sisters in this special way.
实在是很谢谢你们给我一个机会，一起来给你们一起来这个在主里面成长。The
second thing that I would like to share with you is I appreciate the fact that you have been praying for my mother and have often asked me even by phone and some emails of how she is doing.
第二个事情就是你们弟兄姐妹是对我们母亲的关心，常常你们写 email， 常常打电话给我们。
I will just simply say that she's 95 and ready to go home to be with the Lord.
那我是告诉你说，她已经95岁了，她任何时间都准备到神那里去。So
every day is a little bit like a touch and go, and we just wait to see what God has in store.
每天都是不知道第二天怎么样，就是看神的恩典。
It certainly reminds us all that God has our days numbered and He knows just what His perfect plan is.
所以这里告诉我们说，神把我们的日子都数算过了，他能够只有他知道我们的下一个。I
think the song that our brother led us in this morning is so appropriate. Now I belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to me.
所以今天我们唱的说，我属于主，主耶稣属于我那首诗歌实在是很适合这个。
He knows the years and His plan indeed is perfect.
而神知道他的时间是那么的完美，是那么的好。So
thank you for praying for us and praying for my mom as well.
谢谢你们对我们家庭的祷告，谢谢你们对我母亲的祷告。And
may I just close in saying, know that I pray for you daily as well. As God brings you to my remembrance, and as I have opportunity to rejoice in the blessings that God has provided through you.
那我也告诉你说，我每天把你们弟兄姐妹都放在我的祷告中间，而且也谢谢神，让我们家里面 Pastor Jay 说他自己能够跟你们这个恩福教会的每一位弟兄姊妹的这一切的侍奉都有份。
My topic today, I believe, is one of the most important topics that we can talk about. What is a Christian?
我今天的题目是，一个基督徒是什么？
I recognize that probably most of you who are here today have sometime or at some place heard the presentation of what it means to be a Christian.
我相信我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹在这里。 不管是现在或者是从前，都晓得说什么到底是基督徒。My
prayer is that you have made that most important decision and have invited Jesus Christ into your life.
我的祷告在神面前说，在座的每一位在神面前已经做了这个决定，知道。Even
if you have come to that personal relationship, it's good to be reminded what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
即使你自己已经跟神面前做这个决定，但是我们现在也是更好的要时时提醒我们，要我们跟神做神的跟踪者是什么道，是什么一回事。I
personally never get tired of telling the good news of the change that comes when one comes into a personal relationship with Jesus.
我从来不会啊、觉得说很疲倦去讲说啊、我们信了耶稣以后怎么样子我们生命上得到改变。
I read an interesting story the other day that I'd like to share with you.
我啊、最近啊、看到一个很有趣的故事，我愿意跟大家分享。
The story is rather humorous, so enjoy it from that experience, but I think that it drives home the point that I would like to make as well.
这个故事有点幽默，但是你在听到的时候，你来分享给你的时候，希望你能好好的享受这个故事。
I know that there must be times when God just laughs at what we say and what we do, and sometimes even how we behave.
我知道神一定常常在笑我们，我们做的事情，我们讲的什么事情，或者常常我们做些奇奇怪怪的事情。
The story goes like this.
这个故事是这样。
I heard the story of a man who had been down in his luck and was desperate to make a little money.
这个故事是有一个人，他已经是所有的运气都跑掉了，他实在是很马上急需要去赚点钱。
After a few doors had closed on him, he had the idea of going to the zoo to see if he could find a job feeding the animals.
所以在很他去找事的很多门都关了以后，他就走到一个动物园去，他希望说是能够找到一个喂动物的事情。
The manager at the zoo said he had no openings.
那个经理动物园的经理说，我们现在没有这个空缺啊。
But seeing how big this man was, he offered him another position.
他就说我就没有空缺，但是我看大概有旁的事情吧。
He said to him, "Our gorilla died the other day, and he was one of the popular exhibits."
他说我们那个 gorilla 就是那个猩猩死了，你们愿不愿意替他表演一下？
He said, "We'll get you a gorilla suit, and would you be willing to put that on and imitate him for a few days until we replace the gorilla?"
所以呢，我们就给你找一个那个猩猩的衣服，那个皮给你穿上，你就再做几天，到我们另外找到另外一个猩猩来的时候。
He said, "We'll pay you well for doing it."
他说我们会给你很多钱的。
The man was so desperate that he agreed to do this.
所以这个人因为他很急需要钱，说好，当然。
Amazing enough, he really got into the part.
然后真的是很奇怪，他进去之后是很认真的去做，表演出这个心情。
Beating his chest and shaking the bars.
他就打他的胸脯，就摇那个笼子。
Huge crowds would gather to see this gorilla.
一大堆人越来越在看这个猩猩。
And the gentleman agreed that maybe this won't be bad after all.
所以这个人想想，哎，这个事情不错啊。
The story goes on to say that one day he was swinging on the trapeze and he lost his grip.
然后有一天，他的这个猩猩，这个人在这从这个空中飞人的时候，一下子抓不住了。
The momentum carried him in over a high chain link fence into the middle of the lion's den.
然后就这个一下子没抓住，就一下子把他摔到从那个猩猩那个笼子就跑到一个狮子笼子里面去了。
The lion looking up at this intruder in his cage.
这个狮子看到一个这个从外面来的那个侵略者
，gave a ferocious roar.
就给了一个大 roar， 就给他叫了一声。
The crowds were mesmerized by what was taking place.
这个观众都不知道怎么办，这简直是不知道怎么干了，就。
And the question was, what is this gorilla going to do?
所以这问题说，这个人装的猩猩该怎么做啊？
He knew he couldn't holler for help because it would identify his true identity.
所以他知道他不是说救命啊，一下一讲的话，你就晓得这不是真的猩猩啊。
He slowly walked backwards from the lion.
他就慢慢的就是从背对到这个狮子走去。
He was hoping that he would be able to climb the fence and get out of the cage.
他是想的就是赶快找到那个笼子的那个边那个篱笆就爬上去跑掉。
But however, the lion seemed to be hungry, and he stalked him one step at a time.
所以这个这个狮子就是很饿嘛，就是一口口在咬他。
Finally, in desperation, the gorilla hollered out, "Help!"
最后他实在没有办法了，好，救命啊！
Immediately, the lion answered the annoyed whisper.
后来这个狮子就跟他小小的跟他讲
"Shut up, stupid! You'll get us both fired."
他说，闭嘴，我们两个都要失去我们的那个工作了。
You see, things aren't always the way they appear.
所以你看看，事情并不是像你想象的那么糟。
There are many people today who claim to be Christians.
有太多的人都说他们是基督徒。
Who may even think they are Christians simply because they are good people.
因为他们都想他们是基督徒，因为他们自己觉得他们是好人。
They attend church.
他到教会来。
Maybe even read the Bible.
他们也许有的时候也念念圣经。
And yet, as we look at the Bible, it describes a Christian totally different than someone who just reads the Bible, who may even pray, and may even attend the church.
所以，当我们看圣经的时候，看基督是什么样子，不是说只是单单的到上了教会，然后有的时候念念圣经的这种基督徒。
Probably the most important subject that we could talk about is what is a Christian and who is a Christian.
所以我们最重要的问题是说，什么是基督徒？谁是基督徒？
The Bible is full of instructions of how one comes to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
圣经上的教训给我们很多地方看见，我们接受耶稣基督以后该怎么做。
Just because you attend church faithfully or a Bible study does not make you a Christian.
就是你很忠心的天天每个礼拜上教会，有的时候也去念圣经，不代表这使得你做成变成一个基督徒。
If you have a golf club at home or a set of golf clubs, that does not make you a golf pro.
假如你在家里面有些高尔夫球的那球棍、球棒，球，并不代表你是打高尔夫球打得很好的人。
Just because you have a Bible does not make you a Christian.
你不会因为你有本圣经就变成基督徒了。
Someone said to me recently, "All roads lead to God."
最近有一个人说，说条条道路通到神那里去。
But not according to Jesus.
但是这不是耶稣所说的。
You remember Jesus said in the third chapter of John.
在约翰福音第三章，耶稣说
，Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
Jesus simply said the only way in which you can be a Christian is to confess your sins.And to invite Jesus Christ into your life.
唯一的变成一个基督徒就是要你承认你的罪，而且来得到神的这个救恩。
And as a result of that, you then have a personal relationship with Him.
然后因为这个原因，你是真心的，你跟神就有一个个人的亲密的关系。
When my children were young and we were teaching them how to swim.
当我的孩子是年轻的时候，我们教他怎么游泳。
Oftentimes they would stand on the top of the deck of the pool, and I would be in the pool, and I would hold out my arms and say, "Jump, Dad will catch you."
常常他们在那个游泳池边的岸边在走，我在水里面，然后就说，伸开双手说，跳下来，跳下来，我会接到你。
Even though they knew that Dad would not let anything happen to them, there was moments of fear and moments of questioning whether that was a good thing to do.
虽然这些小孩子都晓得他们的父亲不会让任何不好的事情发生的，但是有一种恐惧感使他们就是不敢跳下来。
In some cases, it's the same way. Jesus says, "Come to me, and I will change your life, and I will make you a new person."
所以一样的，耶稣基督跟我说，到我这里来，我可以改变你的生活，我可以使你变成一个新人。
But we have a fear of turning our lives over to Him and asking Him to forgive us of our sins.
但是我们有一种惧怕，把我们的人完全交给他，然后把我们自己变成一个新人在他里面。
All of the religions in the world except Christianity say, if you do this and you do this, then you will experience God's love.
所有的这个宗教世界上都是告诉你说，假如你做这个做这个做这个，然后你可以进到。
Brothers and sisters, it's not what you do, it's what God has done for us.
弟兄姐妹们，不是说我们做什么而使得我们可以到主那里去。
Other religions say do, Jesus says done.
所以这个旁的宗教都说你要做这个做这个，但是在我们信的耶稣说，耶稣已经为我们做成了。
In just a few weeks, we will be celebrating Easter.
再过几个礼拜就是复活节。
In your announcements, I heard this morning that you're going to celebrate the opportunity of people being baptized.
所以在我们这个节目单上，你们跟我们告诉说，我们在复活节说，我们今年在庆祝复活节，我们有一些弟兄姐妹愿意受浸加入神的家庭。
What a great celebration! It is an outward expression of something that has taken place inside of us.
所以这种庆祝是不是外表的？是而且这种庆祝的。这个表现是内在的庆祝的表现。
Baptism is what Jesus has done for us in forgiving us and making us whole and making us a new individual.
这个受浸是耶稣基督为我们做了什么，而且做成了什么，然后使我们在他里面得了完全。
So let me go a bit further on what does it mean to be a Christian.
让我再进一点进去，就说一个基督徒是什么。
The story we read this morning from the scriptures was the story of a rich young man who had plenty and came to Jesus and said, "What do I have to do to inherit the kingdom of heaven?"
这个今天我们念的圣经这里告诉我们是一个富有的少年人，他说我要做什么才能够得到这个神的国呢？
As you read the story, the young man could say, "I've done many of those things, but there was one thing that he could not do." And that was to give all that he had to the poor.
这个今天我们念的圣经说，他那些事情，耶稣给他说的很多很多事情，他都做了。但是有一件事情，最后耶稣告诉他说，他要把他变卖他的所有，去分给穷人。那件事情，他们。
What Jesus was simply saying, it's not your wealth, it's not all of the good things you've done, it's what I've done for you, and are you willing to accept that gift?
所以耶稣说。不是说你做了很多，不是说你已经有多少富，而是说我为你做了什么，你愿不愿意接受我为你所做的。
Who then is a Christian?
所以基督徒是什么？
It is the person who cries out, "What must I do to be saved?"
而且基督徒是大声呼救说，我做什么能够得重生。
You remember Paul's response in Acts, the 16th chapter.
在《使徒行传》十六章，保罗的回应。
When Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou wilt be saved."
然后，当谢主耶稣，你和你的全家都得救。
What does believing actually mean?
这个当信，这个信到底是什么？
Well, let me share a few essential elements of the good news.
让我来把这个信到底是里面的重要的东西跟大家分享一下。
First of all, believing means realizing that I'm a sinner.
第一个，信是第一件事，你要承认我是一个罪人。
Everyone is born a sinner.
每一个人世界上都是生下来就是有罪的。
And everyone has an opportunity to have their sins forgiven.
而且每一个人都有个机会，他的罪可以得到赦免。
Probably one of the verses that I learned as a child, very early on, the first verses.
当我在做小孩子的时候，我就知道一个圣经。
Was Romans the third chapter?
是罗马书第三章。
It says, "For all have sinned."
说世人都犯了罪。
And have fallen short of the glory of God.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
Here is God's mark, and we fall short of it.
这是神的一个大的一个标准在那，我们都没有达到那个标准。
The most important thing for us this morning to realize is that we have all sinned and fall short of God's glory.
今天最要紧的，我们要知道说，我们都是犯罪的，而且我们都是亏欠了神的荣耀。
The second essential element is to realize. realize that we need to repent of our sins.
第二个是说我们要悔改。
To repent means to change, to go in another direction.
悔改是要悔，而且要改，是要走另一个方向去走。
It simply means to make a U-turn.
是就说你，英文叫做 U-turn， 就是要掉转头来。
It's the direction I was heading. I'm now going in another direction.
我平常没有信耶稣这件事，朝一个方向走，现在要转回头来，找另外一个方向，往神那里走。
That's simply what it means to repent of our sins.
所以就是我们要悔改，要认我们的罪。
The third essential is that we believe.
第三个要件是。
And receive Jesus Christ into our life.
我们要相信神，而且接受神到我们的心中。
You remember the words of John 1:12.
你知道约翰第一章十二节。
To all who have received him.To all who have invited them in, him into their life.
就所有这些人那个接受他的，而且邀请他到他们的生命中间的。
And believe in his name.
就相信他的名字。
They have the right to become a son and daughter of Jesus Christ.
他们就可以变成神的儿子或者女儿。
You remember the words of John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
这个神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子。
That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
上一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Three essential things to become part of God's family.
三个重要的要点变成神家的愿。
Realize you're a sinner.
知道第一个你要承认自己是罪人。
Repent of your sin.
第二个要悔改。
And believe.In Jesus Christ as your Savior.
第三个要相信耶稣基督做你的救主。
It's an opportunity that's free.
这是一个机会，而且是白白的给你的。
And one can do it right now.
而且每一个人都可以，现在都可以做的。
I would even say, while I conclude the message, if you've never invited Jesus into your life, this is an opportunity, and maybe God is knocking at your door, and the Spirit saying.I want to come in and change your life.
所以我现在说，我现在跟你讲说，如果我们在座的还有没有接受耶稣基督做他的救主的话，做他个人的救主，希望你能说把心门打开。
There's no greater joy in the church than to see people come to Jesus Christ.
我们在教会里面没有比这更大的喜乐，每一个人都觉得说是让一些不信的人能够打开他的心门，接受耶稣做他们的救主。
And then to grow in their faith.
然后在这个在主里面一起在信心里面成长。
Let me conclude with another story this morning.
让我们做结束的时候给你们一个例子。
It's a story of a young boy that was 16 years of age.
一个十六岁的年轻的男孩。
He looked forward to the time when he would become 16 because that's when he could get his driver's license and begin to drive.
他早早就想往哪一天他能够哦，十六岁到了生日到了，然后他就可以去考驾驶执照了。
His parents had promised him on his 16th birthday that they would get him a car that would be his own.
他的父母也跟他说，你哪天十六岁生日以后，我们就会给你一个车子。
His father said to him on the 16th birthday, "Son, here is a book."
他们这个父亲应该说，儿子啊，我这里是给你一本书。
And for you to receive the gift, you need to read the book.
所以你要得到那个礼物的话，你要念这本书。
The first week went by, and the young man said, "Well, when do I get my car?"
所以这个第一个礼拜过去了，这个男孩子说。我的车子在哪里
？The father said to him, "Have you read the book yet?"
那个他爸爸就说，你念了那个我送你那本书没有
？And the young 16-year-old said, "Not yet. I haven't had time."
那个十六岁的男孩说，没有啊，我因为没有时间，我还没念。
A month went by, and he asked his parents again, "When will I get my gift of a car?"
一个月以后，他又问他的父母说，哎，我你说要给我的礼物在哪里呀？
The parent said to him, have you read the book yet?
那个父母就跟他说，你念了我给你的书了没有？
And the young man said, no, I haven't had time. Too many things going on.
我实在没有时间，太多事情，我生活中有太多事情要做了。
3 months went by, 4 months went by.
三个月过了，四个月过了。
5 months went by.
五个月过去了。
6 months went by.
6个月，半年过去了。
He said to his parents, I've done everything you want me to do. I've been a good boy. I've done schoolwork.
又跟他说说，我是一个好孩子，你叫我做什么我都做了，我在需要的功课也做了，什么都做了。
When are you going to give me the gift of a car?
你到底什么时候要把那个车子给我啊？
And the parents said, have you read the book?
那个父母说，你念了我给你那本书了没有？
And the young man said, no, I haven't.
我说，我还没有。
The father opened the book and said, bring me the book, and he opened the book.
然后这个父亲说，把那个书拿来，就把书打开。
And what the father had did in the last chapter of the book,
在最后一卷书的最后一章，
he inserted a message to his son.
然后中间有一个信息给他。
When you get to this point, we will give you the keys to your car.
当你念到这个时候，那个车子的钥匙我们就马上会给你。
For 6 months, the young man asked when he was going to get his car. He missed the opportunity, the free gift, because he hadn't read the book.
所以六个月过去了，每次都在问，结果他就没有机会去拿这个白白的送给他的这个车子的钥匙。
My friend, brothers and sisters, this morning.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我们在这里。
The tragedy is that over 2,000 years ago, God gave us a book that tells us how we can have a relationship with Him.
这个不好的消息是说，已经2000年了，这本书的存在，我们都没有念。
And know how we can become a Christian.
而且这个书里面告诉我们，我们怎么样才可以变成一个基督徒。
And oftentimes it's because we've not read the book, or we haven't been willing to accept God's free gift.
常常都是因为我们还没有念这本书，或者常常说我不愿意做一个基督徒。
I would say to every one of you today,
我现在给每个人讲，
the most important decision you could ever make is to invite Jesus Christ into your life.
你人生中间最大的一个决定就是你决定接受耶稣基督到你生命中间。
And if you have done that,
假如你做了的话，
you have experienced the joy of knowing that you belong to Jesus. Again, it brings us back.
信耶稣是怎么的快乐？
Again, it brings us back to the song we sang. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me.
再回到我们常说，耶稣属我，我们也属耶稣。
He is a free gift, and I invite you to know Him today.
耶稣是白白的给了我们把他自己。
Let's pray.
我愿意你能够接受他，让我们祷告。
Thank you, Father, that your plan of making that U-turn is very simple.
谢谢主，你告诉我们，叫我们大家要转回头做那个 U-turn 是非常简单的。
I pray that every brother and sister here today have invited you into their life.
我向你祷告说，在座的每一个弟兄姐妹都已经接受主耶稣基督做他的救主。
And know that their sins are forgiven.
而且知道他们的罪被赦免了。
And that they will share eternal life with you.
而且他们会这个跟你一起分享的永远的永生。
And I would pray that if there is one who has never taken that simple step by faith and trust today,
我们啊愿意在这里为如果在座有一位还没有做的话，还没有在啊相信你来把他的生命交托在你的手中。
They would accept God's gift.
让今天能够来接受神的这个礼物。
Sins forgiven,
罪已经被赦免了，
and life eternal,
而且我们得到了永远的生命。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。